For 160 square feet, this rolling home feels pretty spacious. Step inside and you're greeted with high ceilings and large windows. At this point, it's still a shell, which can make identifying the bathroom tricky.
So right now, I'm in the bathroom.
Nope, you're still in the kitchen.
Jason Donick and a friend are the builders of this small home, which is being constructed at AK Reuse, Donick's business. It's in an industrial part of town, and for a guy really passionate about recycled materials, it's the perfect spot to draw inspiration. There are crates of mismatched drawer pulls, old doors, a vintage gym floor.
We got a bidet. I don't know how cool that is, but...
The bidet isn't going in the tiny house, but Donick says other pieces from the yard are. People drop items off at AK Reuse, and he sells them to customers looking for unique or inexpensive home materials. As a carpenter, Donick says he was frustrated by what others would throw away.
This business, I feel good when I come here because it's not taking things apart and putting it in the dump. I feel good because it's reusing what we can, and same with the tiny home.
Donick says he decided to build small because he saw his friend struggling to save up for a mortgage. This tiny home is on the high end. It could cost more than $70,000, but he thinks it could be done for less.
Across the nation, people are going small.
And if you've watched TV lately, you're probably familiar with the idea of families willingly downsizing to 200 square feet.
It looks really small.
Donick says he hasn't seen any of these.
Me either, because I'm afraid.
What are you afraid of?
Oh, I don't know. Just because I know it's an issue coming up.
That's Beth McKibben, a planning manager at the City and Borough of Juneau. Some communities in Alaska are skeptical that this is the solution cities should be looking for when it comes to a tight housing market. Wasilla's city council recently banned tiny houses for a temporary period due to concerns about landlords building multiple units on a single lot and what it could do to a neighborhood's character. In Juneau, the real issue is, what do you do with the house that rolls? You can build a 120-square-foot home on a permanent structure, but can you park one if it's on wheels in your friend's backyard?
Depends on where the house might be. So it's a big fat maybe.
Maybe, because it's not zoned for every location. Tiny houses on wheels can go in mobile home parks, no problem. But it requires a trip to the Planning Commission before rolling one onto someone's private lot. So far, McKibben says no one has appeared before them to get the ultimate okay. But she thinks it's only a matter of time before more small homes start popping up.
Well, for me, that's a concern right now. If people are going to buy them, they need to know that they can place them somewhere. They shouldn't be making an investment in something not knowing what they can do with that.
In Sitka, at least one tiny house on wheels is headed before the Planning Commission. It would be parked in a residential neighborhood, but nothing's been decided yet. McKibben expects a zoning conversation to happen in Juneau later this year. Back at the building site, Donick is working on what will become the sleeping loft in the tiny house. He's talked to people who work at the city about what's coming down the line, and he thinks they'll be able to work something out that could keep more tiny houses in production. Still, if he could change one thing, besides the zoning rules, it would be the namesake of the movement.
The word tiny home makes me think of something really tiny. I don't want to live in something that's called a tiny home. I'd want to live in something that's called a modest home.
He expects this modest home to be completed by spring, and he wants to build more after that. Just don't call him that tiny house guy. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.